This is Manish Sarda from the worldwide team of Business Solutions. I'm a senior solution architect, and today we are going to talk about IBM Sterling MFT products. We'll go through a broad overview of different products in this call. The agenda for today's call is to really understand what is managed file transfer and how Sterling managed file transfer products like Connect Direct, File Gateway, Control Center, and Secure Proxy fit into the mix, and also specifically look at how these products play with the Z system. So the basic concept behind the managed file transfer, file transfer has been there around for almost 30, 40 years since the advent of transmission. And most of the business processes inside an organization in a way require a file to process the data. So if you look at outside data processing, like credit cards and payrolls, files need to be exchanged between the accounting, between the human resources, and also between the banks that actually process the payments. Similarly, for B2B communication, for example, purchase orders or invoices or even confirmation notices of receipts of goods are also exchanged in a batch mode using files. With the advent of internet, the file transmission has grown by leaps and bounds. And in the new world, the new requirement is also towards ad hoc file transmission. A person sitting at his desk wants to send some information to a business partner, and the time it takes to set up the file transmission others actually come into play during the managed file transmission process. Also, the file transmission becomes very, very important for the reason that the back-end systems are not real-time. The commerce websites may be real-time, but the back-end processes on the large computers, on the mainframes, are batch-oriented. So there's a specific time and schedule at which it processes files, and that makes file transmission much more important. Most of the file transmission in an organization is handled through FTP or SSH, and over a period of time, this grows into a whole big monolith of a system, which is very, very difficult to handle. On top of it, you will also see a lot of companies actually transfer their data using tapes and CDs and actually send it across off-site using mail services like FedEx or UPS. One of the challenges we have seen in that type of a situation is, and you may have heard about that in financial industry, is loss of a tape or a packet during the mail process, and that leads to a very, very big security breach. And as we go forward, you will see that the cost of talking through those avoiding those breaches or helping resolve those breaches is very, very high. Going on to the next slide, if you look at the concerns for file transmission across the industry and various type of industry, whether you look at retail, manufacturing, or financial services, it basically boils down into three components. One is security, second is growth, and third is complexity. And each of this is a very, very high risk area in the sense that it takes time to resolve this, and it takes time to get a handle on how the file transmission is set up in an organization. This is exactly the place where managed file transmission comes into play. Going on to the next slide. So MFT projects in an organization come into play only when there are issues that come in forefront of the management. Some of the issues that come into play are compliance and mitigation, where a regulation audit has been failed, or if there is a required consolidate different file transmission solution into a single solution, correct? And also when there is issues regarding onboarding and processing of the data, a lot of times what we see in an industry is onboarding of customers, especially in financial services and healthcare, takes almost 90 days. So from the time you sign up a customer till it actually starts generating revenue, there may be a time gap of 90 days. And it may be for various reasons, like complexity of the transmission, setting up network, setting up bandwidth, and different processes behind the scene. But there is a 90-day time lag that we have identified, and the idea behind a very good MFT solution is ability to mitigate this kind of issues with the back-end processes in any organization. Next slide. So when you look at a managed file transfer solution, it basically helps you answer or solve issues that you saw in file transmission in a very, very easy and a structured manner. The key function of managed file transmission solution is to provide multi-protocol transport. For example, in one product itself, you should have ability to do or use any of the file transmission protocol that are available in the market. For example, FTP, SSH, AS2, or even peer-to-peer protocol like ConnectDirect should be available. It provides in that single server or single application ability to see or give visibility and reports associated with file transmission, and also ability to control and manage all file transmission from that single dashboard, whether it is internal to internal file transmission or business to business file transmission. The various ways in which a managed file transfer product can help solve the file transmission problem is either through a different type of messaging or through peer-to-peer or even through store and forward capabilities. Going to the next slide. So benefits of managed file transfer solutions are real and measurable. An example would be Wells Fargo Bank, where MFT servers have 5 times fewer errors than an unmanaged FTP server in their enterprise. Also, a study of IBM has shown almost 25% reduction in time of solving and remediating any file transmission problem. One of the things that we have seen is that if it is an unmanaged file transmission, there are various hops in file transmission, and to resolve it, a person who handles the file transmission may have to go from one server to another server to actually scrape the log and find out where the issue was. A managed file transfer solution can provide you all the log information in a single dashboard. With one of our other customers, what we had found is faster time to revenue, reducing the onboarding time, and the average reduction in onboarding time that we have seen, onboarding time and cost is approximately 39%. And if you take it a step further, and if you look at Six Sigma level performance of your key business processes, IBM's Sterling MFT product, actually the success rates are approximately 99.9997%. So an error rate of only 0.0003%, which is way better than the normal standalone FTP unmanaged server. Okay, going to the next slide. So IBM Sterling provides various types of solution. And if you look at this chart, basically there are two types of integration that happens in an enterprise. One is B2B integration and the other is messaging and enrichment of messages across the enterprise. From a Sterling perspective, Sterling plays more into the B2B integration part, where it provides B2B integration and managed file transmission solution. The whole stack of Sterling is actually built on a platform where visibility and governance is of key importance, along with security and ability to manage different communities. So together, when you look at it, it provides you a very, very good managed file transfer solution along with a B2B solution. Going to the next slide. The IBM managed file transfer solution has various products. One of the key products in the solution is a peer-to-peer file transmission solution, which is called the Sterling Connect Direct. And we'll talk about it a little bit later in the slide deck. Along with the Connect Direct product, which is a peer-to-peer file transmission solution, IBM also has a managed file transfer product called Sterling File Gateway, which provides support for all IP-based protocols for file transmission and does it with help of store and forward mailboxing system. So these are the two key file transmission solutions that Sterling provides. To support these two solutions, there is a security product or a security module that IBM has, which is called Sterling Secure Proxy, which helps navigate the DMZ of an organization and strengthens the security model for access and authentication of various types of user on various protocols. And to monitor all these products, to monitor Sterling Connect Direct, Sterling File Gateway, there is a dashboard and a management system called Sterling Control Center. And we'll talk of each of these products in the next slide. Going to the next slide. So let's first talk about Sterling Connect Direct. Okay, what is Sterling Connect Direct? It's basically a point-to-point or peer-to-peer file transfer product. It's IBM's proprietary transport protocol, which has never been breached. It has been around for almost 30 years. 99% of financial services organization and healthcare organization in U.S. actually use Connect Direct platform in one form or the other. Okay, so what does it do? Any transmission of large size, high volume, high performance file transmission, Connect Direct can do it. It has ability to do restart, automation, and also ability to do unattended operation. It provides certified security. For example, FIPS 140-2 or even Secure Plus as an SSL security over the internet. Increase of transfer of speed over high-speed networks. So over the last couple of years, the Sterling UDT protocol, or a protocol which uses the actual UDP layer on the internet to speed up the process of file transmission, can also be leveraged. It's a client-server application. The way it is delivered, it is a client-server application where it supports APIs through various modes. So there is a Java API, there is a C API that can be leveraged to use it. And the protocol had been invented by Sterling almost 30 years ago. By de facto, it is a financial services standard across the board. When do customers use it? To move files with confidence. So anytime there is a guaranteed requirement of a delivery of file, people use Connect Direct. And especially, like I said, in the financial services and healthcare industry, it's kind of a de facto standard. How do you know you need it? A lot of times the need of Connect Direct arises because the trading partner on the other side already has a Connect Direct and wants to transmit the file. And for them, Connect Direct is the de facto standard. So that those are the times you will see that ConnectDirect's need is automatically generated. A lot of times the recommendation for use of ConnectDirect comes into play if it is a very, very high volume transmission where it is a very critical transmission and it doesn't, it needs to be delivered at a guaranteed time. That's when ConnectDirect comes into play. Okay. How does IBM Sterling differentiate with the competition in the market? It's basically a two-point thing, reliability, guaranteed delivery of a file with ability to do checkpoint restart, and second, security. The product has never been breached in the last 30 years, and it is the de facto standard between the banks and financial institutions and even healthcare and retail organizations. From a reliability perspective, it has an inbuilt mechanism of automation for retry, for error recovery, and also for checkpoint restart. Customers who use ConnectDirect, the failure rate is less than 0.0003%, which is almost a Sigma 6 performance for that server. The reason also to use ConnectDirect from a security perspective is that it has never been breached. And based on an IDC research, a cost of mitigating a security breach is almost $6.65 million, right? So ConnectDirect is the product that is actually used in various organizations for file transmission. Going to the next slide. Who uses ConnectDirect? Across the board, various industries, whether you take healthcare, whether you take financial services, whether you take retail, travel or distribution, entertainment, government, utilities, it is prevalent across the board in various industries. So lot of times we go to a customer and they don't know the product ConnectDirect by the new name. This name has been around for almost 15 years. They know it by its old name, which is NDM. And a lot of times they may not even have heard the name of Sterling, but they easily connect when we talk about ConnectDirect or NDM with them. And then, oh, we have used it in the earlier company or we are using it for our transmission. ConnectDirect and SystemZ. So how does ConnectDirect leverage a SystemZ? So it is available in various platforms, including Unix, Linux, Windows, and also SystemZ. It has multiple user interfaces like a web browser interface or a Qix interface, batch interface, and also a command line interface to write different types of programming commands onto the script for ConnectDirect. It supports native file types for this system. For example, a GDG file or even a DFDSS volumes are also supported in ConnectDirect. If you look at the file transfer function on what it does for mainframe, it can copy files among various systems, among various LPARs. It has ability to submit a process inside a process. It can submit a JCL. It can do a synchronous program execution also. From scheduling and automation perspective, it supports internal and external scheduling mechanism. External scheduling mechanism, for example, like CA7 or other mechanisms or other kind of scheduling programs are also supported. From other automation perspective, automated session initiation from any node through a JCL or through a batch job can also be done. From a security perspective, various security models on SystemZ, for example, RACF, CAs, top secret, or even Connect Direct secure point of entry is also supported, which leverages TSOs. From a performance perspective, on System Z, you can have session controls on who can execute which process on during what times and up to how many sessions can actually be executed can be controlled using Connect Direct for file transmission. Inbuilt inside the Connect Direct for performance, it has its own compression module that can be leveraged based on each process. So it's a configurable option for each process, whether you want to use compression or not. With System Z and also on other various platforms, Connect Direct can actually also be integrated with MQFT. So there is a bridge built between Connect Direct and MQFT. So if an organization is using MQFTE for their internal file transmission, and if they use Connect Direct for their external file transmission, a file can be received onto Connect Direct and can be passed on to MQFTE internally on another server. So Connect Direct on Z can actually act as a gateway of file transmission for external partners. So all Connect Direct communication come on to a System Z, and from there it can be distributed using the MQFTE bridge onto the MQFTE platform using the bridge. Okay, going on to the next slide. Connect Direct also has a component inside it which is called an FTP Plus. FTP Plus is actually used for migrating various FTP servers that are there in the market. So when you go to a customer site, you will see that a customer has an FTP server. And when they have an FTP server, they have a bunch of scripts that they already have built over a period of time. And migrating to a new product or a new protocol is challenging in the sense that they have to go and change each and every script, modify it, learn the new language to adopt the new product. Connect Direct FTP Plus helps you mitigate that issue. So if a customer already has FTP servers and FTP scripts and they want to move to Connect Direct, FTP Plus is the solution for them. What FTP Plus does is it takes the FTP scripts and automatically treats those scripts to be a Connect Direct script. So there is only minimal change. All the FTP commands are automatically converted to Connect Direct commands. Okay, so very, very limited change is required in FTP scripts. And FTP Plus, along with Connect Direct, is one of our leading solutions to remediate any FTP risk at customer side. So, and there are various types of sales plays also available for that. Going to the next slide. So what does it do? What does Connect Direct FTP Plus do? It provides you ability to leverage existing FTP authentication along with Sterling Connect Direct, right? Not only authentication, but also leverage the existing script. And what it provides you behind the scene is all the capabilities of Connect Direct for auditing and logging, and also guaranteed file delivery. Okay, FTP Plus is delivered in two pieces. As an FTP client that operates like an FTP client, or an FTP plugin for Connect Direct server to exchange with an FTP client, right? So the FTP Plus client will actually talk to the plugin on the Connect Direct server. And like I said earlier, it is supported, FTP Plus is also supported on Unix, Linux, Windows, as well as ZOS or Z systems. Going to the next slide. The key reason to use FTP plus is to mitigate FTP and ability to provide ability to customers to migrate from an FTP server to ConnectDirect server seamlessly with minimal change. Going to the next slide. Sterling File Gateway. This is the other flagship product for managed file transfer. The difference, I'll just briefly point out the difference between what ConnectDirect is and what File Gateway is. File Gateway supports various IP-based protocols like FTP, SSH. It also supports ConnectDirect, AS2, and web services, and various other protocols. And it leverages store and forward kind of mechanism. It's called a mailboxing mechanism to do transmission of files. And it has a very good dashboard for file transmission where you can actually see all the successful as well as the failed transmission. The difference with ConnectDirect is ConnectDirect is a peer-to-peer transmission. You require ConnectDirect on both the ends to complete the transmission. Sterling File Gateway leverages all the IP protocols for file transmission. So that's the basic difference. If you see features of Sterling File Gateway, going to the next slide, it provides a centralized file transmission gateway for an enterprise. So when you look at an organization, they have multiple file transmission solutions. They may have an FTP server, they may have an SFTP server, they will have a server in DMZ. With File Gateway, it helps you eliminate all those servers and provide file transmission capability on a single server, which acts as a gateway for all file transmission. Okay, it is an application layer built on our Sterling B2B integration platform, and it leverages the mailboxing and the communication adapters from the Sterling integration solution. Okay, it also provides an out-of-the-box My File Gateway portal for self-service. So a customer who is sending a file can actually log on to a website to see whether his file transmission was successful or not, to also generate report of all his file transmission that happened with the organization. So rather than calling up the help desk to figure out whether the transmission was successful or not, there is a self-service portal available in File Gateway that customers can leverage, and which is a very, very big thing in today's world to have automation in file transmission and as well as resolution of issues without involving the help desk. Going to the next slide. What does Sterling File Gateway allow customers to do? One of the key things that the File Gateway is used for is to actually consolidate various file transmission solutions into a single gateway. Secondly, what it allows you to do is minimize the risk by standardizing the file transmission solution. So now you have only one gateway. On that gateway, you can build rules on how the file transmission should happen, which protocols need to be used, and that helps eliminate use of non-standard protocols for an organization. Thirdly, it provides you visibility and governance of all file transmission that are happening in an organization by going to a single dashboard. That dashboard can tell you from where the file originated, what happened to the file after it came into the gateway, and how it was delivered to the endpoint. One of the things that we talked earlier about was longer onboarding time. So File Gateway also provides you acceleration in file transmission onboarding of trading partners. It reduces the time to onboard a trading partner. What differentiates IBM Sterling? Unmatched scalability, ability to cluster a solution, ability to write rules for file transmission and apply those rules for file transmission, standardizing those kind of rules, and ability to provide integration with other backend applications for having a seamless end-to-end process for file transmission. So the file transmission is just not receiving the file and dropping the file somewhere else. You can actually receive a file and integrate with an application, handshaking with the application, making sure the file was consumed properly, it was in the right format, and other kinds of things can be leveraged using Sterling File Gateway. Going forward to the next slide, the value opportunity for Sterling File Gateway is ability to reduce onboarding cost, ability to reduce exceptional handling cost, because now all your issues of file transmission are there on a single dashboard, and any issues that are there, you actually don't have to scrape the logs. They are tabularized. The actual issue with the file transmission is highlighted right up front for you to have an ability to resolve that issue very quickly. And lastly, but not the least, improve customer satisfaction. With the portal available to the customer, they know exactly where their file is. They know exactly if there was an issue on how it is resolved. Plus, they have an ability to actually run their own report to understand how many files they have transferred, what was the frequency, how much time it took, and other things associated with that. Going to the next slide. Sterling Control Center is the product we'll talk about. Basically, it is a dashboard for monitoring all file transmission through various file transmission products, including third-party products. So not only Sterling File Gateway, Connect Direct, but also third-party FTP servers, including ZFTP server or the FTP server on ZOS. Okay? So what does Control Center do on the next slide? Sterling Control Center provides you a consolidated logging and reporting for all file transmissions. So what it does is it actually normalizes all the file transmission logs into a standard format. With that ability, now you can actually write rules to generate alerts for file transmission or even write rules of various action for service level agreements. So once the data is normalized, now you can actually write rules or you can write actions associated with what needs to happen if a file transmission happens. If the file transmission is late, if file transmission starts early, or even if a file transmission doesn't start. So proactive notification of a file transmission can be generated with help of that data. Okay. Control Center also provides you ability to actually manage Connect Direct servers of Sterling product, right? So from Control Center, you can actually compare different parameters of different Connect Directs using a single dashboard. You can actually push licenses on various Connect Direct servers using Control Center. Okay. The other thing that is very important in Control Center is ability to generate notification and alerts for any issues in file transmission. So, for example, if a file is being expected at 4 o'clock, if it doesn't arrive at 4 o'clock, a notification can be generated. A notification can actually be generated even 5 minutes before the event was supposed to happen. Okay? Going to the next slide. What does it allow customers to do? It allows customer to have visibility in all file transmission from a single dashboard. So think of control center as a cockpit for all file transmission, or an air traffic controller for all file transmission, where you can see everything that is moving in and out of the organization from a file transmission perspective. Ability to react proactively for any event of an SLA for file transmission. It also provides compliance and reporting structure for file transmission. So if there is an audit, rather than going to an individual owner of the server for file transmission to generate a report, Control Center can actually provide report of all the file transmission that happened on the server. Okay. How does it differentiate IBM Sterling? IBM Sterling is basically one of the experts or one of the leaders in file transmission solutions. So we understand file transfer solution better than our competitors. So it actually provides us ability to generate all the reports that our customer needs using Control Center. It also provides you ability to access all these events on a mobile device, right? So there is an app for Control Center on an iPhone, okay? From a performance perspective, Control Center scales very, very easily. It has one of the most simpler kind of a database table structure in any of the products that Sterling has. And ability to generate report out of the box or even directly from the database is very, very simple. Okay. Three components in Control Center. So there is a service level manager, there is an asset manager, and a configuration manager. The service level manager actually tells us where the file is, which business processes are executing, and if there is any problem, it lets you know that. It also allows you to tell, it also allows you to configure proactive alerts in your file transmission event, okay? Asset manager actually helps you understand where the software has been installed. So if there are multiple Connect Direct, you can actually run a node discovery and it can tell you where Connect Direct has been installed on various platforms in an organization. And Configuration Manager actually helps you configure various Connect Direct nodes in a standard fashion. So if there is a standard of certain settings in initPalms or even in NetMaps that needs to be applied, Control Center Configuration Manager can actually help you do that. Okay, going to the next slide. We talked about this a little bit earlier, ability to see the reports on a mobile device, right? So there is a Sterling Control Center mobile app that is available on iTunes that you can download. And once you are connected to your Control Center server, you can actually start receiving all the alerts directly on the iPhone. The Sterling Control Center value prop, basically, on the next slide, it provides you an improved service level achievement because of your ability to manage your SLA proactively, right, and also ability to retain a customer by proactively addressing issues before an actual outage is declared. The second value prop is improved operational efficiency through support cost, reduction in support cost, reduction in various staff requirements for managing and maintaining different servers of file transmission solution, and also ability to reduce cost for all file transmission costs, right? What we have seen is that on an average, the file transmission cost is actually reduced by approximately 4 cents on an average, which is a very, very high number if you consider the number of file transmission that happens in a day. So for each file transmission, it helps you actually reduce the cost by almost 4 cents. Last but not least, help for audits, for visibility, for tracking purposes. Very, very easy to generate report, and also help you be SOX and other regulation compliant. Going to the next slide. The last product we are going to talk today is Sterling Secure Proxy. Sterling Secure Proxy is basically a solution that resides in the DMZ, and it helps authentication and authentication for connecting to various Sterling products. We will see what feature it provides, and going to the next slide. So what does Sterling Secure Proxy actually do? It's an actual application proxy that protects the internal network from security risk associated with internet-based trading partners. So when you use internet-based protocol like Connect Direct or even FTP or even SSH, to have additional security, we will use Sterling Secure Proxy. So what is it does? What does it do? It prevents direct communication between external and internal network. So it actually helps you have two different types of break in the DMZ. There is a TCP/IP break that can happen in the DMZ, and also you can have a session break. So, for example, if you come with a certificate A into an organization in the DMZ, that certificate is authenticated in the DMZ, and the system will actually use a different certificate to go transparently inside the trusted zone. The customer will never know that a new certificate has been used to go inside the trusted zone. So that's the advantage of Secure Proxy, to have a session break, a TCP/IP or even actual SSL or an SSH session break in the DMZ. It supports various protocols like FTP, FTPS, HTTP, SFTP, Connect Direct, and other protocols also. Along with that, it provides some other advantages like protocol inspection, ability to control the commands, access, give access or remove certain commands in that protocol from using by the partners. The way it is delivered is it actually resides in the DMZ. It can integrate with Tivoli or other single sign-on and LDAP solution for authentication purposes. Going to the next slide. What does Sterling Secure Proxy allow customer to do? It allows you to safely leverage internet protocol for your normal daily business process securely. So it gives you peace of mind that even though you are using internet protocol, you are secured and the chances of breach are reduced drastically. It also allows you to implement multiple security layers, right? So having multiple DMZ, navigating multiple DMZ, it makes it easy. What it does is it also allows you to simplify the process of firewall navigation by navigating through very, very specific ports inside the firewall. So every time you onboard a trading partner, you don't have to actually go and create a new firewall hole or initiate a request to have a firewall navigation port open for communication. It will leverage the existing one securely. Okay, that actually helps you onboard the partner also quicker in a secure manner. How does it differentiate from our competition? So with Sterling Secure Proxy, you can actually have a customizable logon portal for your trading partner to administer their own password. It also supports multi-factor authentication in your DMZ. So the multi-factor authentication means authentication which is more than user ID and passwords. For example, an RSA token or even interrogating the certificate for a subject name or some other kind of factor that a customer decides. So one of the few products that actually supports multi-factor authentication in the DMZ. It also integrates with the existing security infrastructure, for example, the single sign-on, the LDAPs, the RSA tokens, seamlessly so that you don't have to do rip and replace of different solution. Okay. So going to the next slide, which is the last slide in the deck, what is the value prop for secure proxy? The value prop for secure proxy is first and foremost to avoid security breaches. Secondly, to identify a trading partner, whether he is the right trading partner, to authenticate the trading partner essentially. Secondly, to reduce cost of onboarding, to reduce cost of managing multiple infrastructure. It also helps you reduce cost by helping you avoid the breaches, correct? So various ways in which it can help you reduce the cost. And last but not the least, to meet your compliance requirement, to meet the various security dictates that are around for an organization using this product. Okay, so hopefully based on this discussion for the Sterling MFT products, we talked about Connect Direct, we talked about Sterling File Gateway, we talked about Control Center, and lastly we talked about Secure Proxy. We have brought some basic feature functions out for you to leverage them in your sales play. Thank you very much.